Welcome back, everyone, to the 2016 Boston Freedom Rally. It's the 27th annual gathering here on the Boston Common, and I'm joined by Ellen Brown. She's an activist and an educator with Sinsemilla Seminars. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So, Sinsemilla Seminars, tell folks what you are providing, the service you're providing.
One, two, check, one, two.
So, yep. What I did was, within last year, I started my own educational facility. And what I do is I travel throughout New England, and I offer seminars on everything from home cultivation to what to do with that final product of medicine, how to turn it into an edible, how to turn it into a tincture, the best methods of consumption for your medicine.
Is this something you're getting a lot of response from? Is there a great need among the people here for this education? I mean, is this? I'm from out west, and sometimes it's taken for granted that we know certain things. Is it different out here?
Welcome to the Dark Ages.
Is that what it is?
No, I'm serious. I actually managed a dispensary out in Northern California, Nature's Nexus, and I did that for 2 years. So coming from the California, which is should be the standard for medical marijuana programs, to coming here where it's so restrictive and so invasive by the Department of Public Health, we have a mandatory registration, that every day we have to fight and lobby to get legislation passed that other states already have, like Colorado and Washington and Oregon, other states that already have legalization, and we're so very far behind. So I what I want to do is educate people so that they can become their own best advocate and an activist, because I'm just one person and you're just one person. And if I teach somebody about the endocannabinoid system or using hemp for phytoremediation, and then they go and they spark that conversation, you know, it's wonderful. It branches out.
What are some of the common misconceptions about cannabis that you have to debunk?
Some of the more common ones would be, what about the children? I always hear, what about the children? I think, oh, you mean the children who have seizure disorders who need cannabis?
Yeah.
Yes, what about those children? They're not able to get it. The state of Massachusetts, with the way our registration set up, children can't even register. They're in a loophole.
Oh.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So it's always about the children, and I agree that children should, you know, we need more research, and children shouldn't be medicating with cannabis unless they need it for a medical reason. But we should be teaching our children, what is cannabis? Like, what do mom and dad use it for? The same thing like alcohol. What is responsible use? What does addiction look like? How would you know when and where is a time? Why is 21 an appropriate age? All of those things, you need to still have those discussions with children. You shouldn't hide them and shield them from it. You should teach them what it is and how to use it safely. You know, if, you know, legalization passes, they become over 21. The same thing like alcohol. You wouldn't be like, hey, go take a bunch of shots and all these things, get behind the wheel. Absolutely not. You'd be like, hey, don't medicate and get behind the wheel. You know, set and setting is crucial. All these things. So it's more about, we need to educate people so that way they're not finding themselves in a place where they're worried about children. Well, the children already know what marijuana is and when it's an appropriate time to use it and how it should be stored.
Wow, this is so great that you're getting this education out to the people up here in the New England area. Tell folks, our listeners here, that might want to visit you online or to get in touch with you, how they can do that.
So we have a Facebook, Sinsemilla Seminars, and I have a website, www.sinsemillaseminars.com. So please check that out. And also I work at the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis. I teach classes there on cultivation. It's also a place where I hold a lot of my seminars for tincture making, hash making, cultivation, and everything in between.
Excellent. Ellen, thank you for joining us here. And Sinsemilla Seminars, we look forward to getting this education to the people and getting legalization passed here in Massachusetts.
Legalization, and then we're going to get it descheduled.
That's exactly
descheduled.
Right. Descheduled. Deschedule it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.